97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Tyrus, it's debate day. It's a big day for all of us political nerds and those that are by choice and those that are by profession. Are you excited to watch this debate tonight? Are you even going to watch it? You have to, right?
I kind of feel like if I don't watch it, I would be the only person not knowing about it.
You'd be the one.
But I don't know if I'm going to watch it for the same reasons that everyone else is watching it. I'm watching it to see how many times Biden will attempt to call him a convicted felon without stuttering. So I'm going to have a glass a bottle of scotch in one glass. Every time he says, I'm going to drink a shot. So will I make the end? I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to tell you how it ends. We'll have to let you know.
I have a feeling it's going to be a lot of Trump will start to make a great point and his mic will be cut. I think there'll be a lot of personal attacks from CNN because this is basically, in wrestling, this is what they call a triple threat handicap match where there'll be 3-on-1 because they have told that narrative that they are the gatekeepers of democracy and it's up to them to save democracy from the clutches of evil President Trump. So that's what we'll see tonight. The bar is so low. The fact that you needed 16 people preparing somebody for a 90-minute speech who's the president of the, a 90-minute debate is laughable. And it's a production team. So CNN's probably sent the questions and they've gone over and over and over and over again. And then they don't like the questions. And if he doesn't answer them, the way they like them, because you're not going to be able to do a lot of takes. So I'm sure there's a lot of twisting and turning and getting him ready. But I think that's going to be the thing that's going to stand out to the American people. We're going to see how little we get when he has 10 days and 16 professionals and 29 fact checkers. And he still can't spit out a non-practice sentence. I think that's going to be the debate tonight, is when the American people realize how unfit he is to serve. I think that's honestly is what's going to be. Mm. So I think that's not a Republican or a Democrat thing. I think that's just an American thing. We're going to see, like, you did all this time, so he should be Shakespeare tonight.
Yeah, we'll see.
Like, I make jokes like Trump should throw him off. Call him Senator.
He'll be like, he'll short circuit. He'll have to reprogram, control and delete.
Like, listen, Vice President, and if I even said he could make up a false story of like, hey, remember when we were kids together and we were fighting corn pop, and we'll go off on that. And listen, I felt terrible. If I could have gotten my dad's private jet to that island, New Guinea,
band of cannibals.
Stop that cannibalism. So, I think he should just, I think Trump should answer two questions and leave, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think he should pull an Animal House and just be like, this guy's unfit. I'm not going to be a part of this. And just bounce. I think that the real issue needs to be that, just that he's unfit to serve. And whomever is calling the shots underneath him needs to be exposed because the American people didn't vote for them.
Tyrus, you work in the industry and you understand the inner workings of cable news and you are able to watch with a close eye based on the day, I'm sure, how your competition, at least the Fox News competition, functions. There's a lot of accusations out there. We have a comment here from Andy on our YouTube says, does any Trump supporter think this is going to be fair? I don't know any who think it's going to be fair, but I'm wondering if you feel like CNN feels any pressure whatsoever to overcompensate in the fairness category because there's a lot of assumptions out there that they're incapable of doing it, to try to put themselves back on the map in an election season. Is there any shot that CNN doesn't bungle this against Trump for Biden?
The only thing I could think of is if Tapper is looking in the mirror and decides if he's going to be a journalist tonight or is he going to be a martyr for the progressive movement. Like that's what he needs to make up his mind. But I just feel like the mainstream media and the campaign of Biden have gone so far beyond the pale to discredit and to go after him. I can't see them tonight deciding to let's call balls and strikes and have a good thing. I think he will be on the defense all night with the anticipation that he will lose it on them, that he will go off. But I just don't think you're going to get that President Trump anymore. I don't think you're going to get that guy who's – I think he sees the trap for what it is, and I think I commend him for showing up and walking into it. Life's not fair. You're not always going to be in a situation where it's going to be set for you. And I think that more Americans need to remember that. Sometimes you got to walk into, quote, the lion's den. But that you're going to be judged on your reactions, not them. So I think when I hear them say unfair, no, it's not. But most things in life aren't. So I think we can not talk about that. If it's being a president's not easy.
Yeah.
And I think we need to remember that. And the pressure that goes in and being in situations that don't look winnable, that's when you know you have a great leader or you don't.
We're speaking with Tyrus. He is the host of Maintaining with Tyrus on OutKick. Also, Tyrus Here and Now, which is a stand-up special streaming on Fox Nation. You can check him out there. Of course, you see him on Gutfeld also. Our YouTube poll for today, Tyrus, we ask a poll every single day of our audience here. And our poll today is, does the debate winner matter? The winner is always a subjective conversation that takes place after. But there's usually a pretty clear, this person performed above expectations, this one totally didn't deliver. Do you think that the debate winner tonight matters?
I think it matters who's saying who the debate winner matters. If CNN says it, no, because you know what they're going to say. MSNBC, they're going to say whatever their narrative tells them to say. I think the American people, when they look at both candidates, and this will be a chance to see them in the same room, in front of the same camera, and I think they'll decide who's winning. And I don't think it's going to be a gotcha question from Tapper that's going to influence this debate. I think the American people are going to see that Joe can't go. And if he can go, how manufactured and forced it is and uncomfortable it is, which makes it even worse. When you see someone struggling trying to remember a speech they practice, is sadder than somebody who's umming it up off the cuff trying to find a way to answer the question. So I think, and that's really what this debate to me about the verbiage is going to be less than irrelevant from the people asking questions. It's going to be all eyes are going to be on Joe Biden and if he's alert enough. And if Trump throws a curveball, can he even know he's getting pitched at?
Yeah. That's so true. We're speaking with Tyrus right now here on the Andy Fry Show. When all of the dust is settled after today, you know, I can think back to the State of the Union when the president was clearly sped up. I mean, whatever they put him on, they dialed it up to 11. And it was very, very contrasting with the daily experience that Americans have. Well, I shouldn't even say daily because we don't even get to see the president daily. Whenever we do get to see the president, that was not the same guy.
No. And again, it goes back to and I made the joke on Gutfeld, but I mean, there is one drug that can do that. And, you know, and it was found in the White House, and it's not being a smartass, but you know, a lot of people that know medical stuff and cocaine is a pick me up, and it will get you 35 minutes of just ready to go. And then, you know, you crash or whatever, but it only works so many times. You build up a tolerance and stuff to it. Now I'm just asking. I just feel like, It just feels, like I said, and we will know the difference. An amped up guy who's all over the place and is reading his memorized statements and stuff like that, we're going to see right through it. So yeah. I think at this point, all the hiding and the stuff is all going to be out the window, because in real time, even when they turn the mic off of Donald Trump, when he's pointing at Joe and when he's looking at him going, can you hear me? Do you understand what I'm saying? That's going to resonate no matter how many times they turn off the mic. It's going to resonate. And so I think Trump, if he's smart, we already saw what happened when Trump went aggressive on him and beat him up verbally. Everybody felt bad for the punch drunk fighter, and he had a horrible debate. I think he just sticks to deeds at this point. You need to remind people of the deeds and just stick with the deeds, because Biden can't remember his.
Yeah. Even if the story of the debate is the non-story of the debate, then everybody still remembers what they're paying for gas and groceries on Friday. That is a huge win for Donald Trump. I just hope he doesn't get in his own way. That's my hope.
I think I honestly, if you would have asked me this, you know, 3 years ago, I'd have been like, no way, Trump's going to fall for it. But we're just not seeing that type of attitude, or I don't really like calling it an arrogance about him, but he did have I think he's kind of become a counterpuncher now.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of figured out with them the stakes. They're not just after him keeping out of the presidency. They're trying to destroy his life, his family's life, and their legacy. So I think he looks at it much differently now. I think he understands that everything that he says, they're going to try to use against him, and if not him, his family. So I think we're going to see a very laid back, and I almost, if I was describing a Chester's cat tonight, I think.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. I he's a charming man. I wish that
If it goes off the rails and he falls for their stuff and gets into name calling with the interview, the mediators or whatever they're called, mediator, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. If that happens, I'll just take the cup and put it upside down and just my stop to oblivion. And again, in the comfort of my own home, I do not recommend it.
Yeah.
But
Chris on our YouTube chat listening to you said, nice knowing you, Tyrus.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it takes for you to get to that point, but I'd imagine it's a little more than the common person. Before I let you go, I think this is the first time that I've been able to report a winning record for the St. Louis Cardinals in our Thursday checkup. 41-38 for the Cardinals, 43-37 for the Red Sox.
Yeah, we're neck and neck, and we had a little run, and everybody got excited.
Yeah.
We whooped the Yankees, we spanked the Toronto, and then we ran into Cincinnati, and then we turned it around, and then, you know, and then just when everyone was like, we're doing great, and then we got smoked by Toronto 9-4. So, you know, it is what it is. But we did, for that one moment, for that one weekend, I let the Yankees, friends with one of the owners of the Yankees, I let him have it, and I enjoyed it. And it's now that it's going to be murder the rest of the year. But for that one day.
Mm. Now, you were riding pretty high last Thursday. You gotta live those moments. It's a long season.
It is. It's halfway through. It's halfway through.
All right. Well, we'll update again next week.
Both of us will have plenty of time to reflect. In October. I think you and I will be down to real come to this moment about our two baseball teams.
We'll see. Well, it's been fun competing with you thus far because it has been close.
Yeah. The battle for the cellar is always a good one.
I don't even know. We'll see. Thanks, Tyrus. It's good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. Tyrus is, he does everything. He's got a book out that you need to check out. His current book is called Nuff Said, but his first book is Just Tyrus. And I recommend that you start with Just Tyrus and then follow up with Nuff Said. And of course, you see him on Fox News all the time. He's not Fox News contributor. He's on Gutfeld and he has Fox Nation stuff. He's everywhere, but he's been with us since 2018 and he's a great friend of the show and we're glad to have him each week. YouTube live chat poll. Does the debate winner matter? Yes or no? Would you say, Brad, that Tyrus's answer there was a qualified yes?
I would think so, yeah.
He didn't just completely dismiss it.
No. No, he didn't dismiss it.
Let's see here. I'm going to read some of your comments before we go to a break. Chris said, poll, that's a hard one. I said no, but depending on how the loser loses, that could matter. And Gary said, yes, it matters. Both candidates have those loyal to them or to the party. Independent undecideds will make a big difference. When we come back, I'll tell you about a Quinnipiac poll that has pinned down how much this debate could affect the outcome of the election. And your thoughts. Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. We want to know from you, does the debate winner matter? It's a close one. Your vote right now on this poll might make the ultimate difference in how the poll shakes out. And you can go to the Annie Fry YouTube right now and set the notification for our live broadcast tonight from the debate watch party at Dave & Buster's. I know some of you couldn't get in, and I'm so sad about that. But you can join us online and watch on YouTube along with us and play Trump bingo and Biden bingo, one or both. It's all there on the YouTube channel. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Enough of you.
It's time for us to talk now. You stop music.
Yeah, such a good. I was going to wait till it hit the. What happened?
I'm looking at the thing here. There's only 36 seconds of that song uploaded.
That's all we needed.
That's Carl Middleman's Sabotage. I'm putting that on Carl.
That should happen once a day.
Yeah.
Where we just say stop.
It's like musical chairs.
Whichever mic you're at.
Keeps us aware.
You have to run around the console.
No. No to that. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We'll make a note on that song. We're talking a lot about the debate, and you know, I'm just thinking these thoughts. I'm conspiratorial in my mind. I probably crack the door open and allow you 10% of the conspiracies that I will look into or entertain as realistic. But I don't think that it's a surprise to anybody listening to the show that I don't think Joe Biden's the guy. I don't think he's going to be the guy on the ballot in November. I will begin to change my tune on that after they have nominated him at the virtual meeting. That the DNC said that they were going to do and gotten